For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
$50 billion down the drain. To cops and wardens, it's insane. $500 billion to drug lords, because it's a dirty little war. 1.6 million users every year. Behind bars to squelch your fear. Insanity's not in a little pill. Please pony up another $50 bill. It's a dirty little drug war run by charlatans and whores.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. One of the key messages of the Drug Truth Network is the importance of harm reduction. That is, putting our efforts into those things which cause the most harm, rather than wasting our limited resources on those things which cause little or no harm at all. The African American community has been damaged by a number of addictive substances, some more harmful than others. If they were ranked according to actual damage done, diminished health, loss of life, and physical suffering, you might be very surprised at what substances top that list. Pop quiz. What drug am I describing? It's a plant extract, refined to a white crystalline powder. It's a highly addictive, mood-altering drug. It's highly destructive to the body and a factor in many dread diseases, including cancer, cystic fibrosis, and multiple sclerosis. This drug is used in the manufacture of tobacco and may be responsible for all the harmful qualities of American cigarettes. In fact, this drug is why African slaves were brought to the Americas in the first place. Don't have it yet? I'm talking about sugar. Yes, simple sugar. And the pushers put it in almost everything you eat and drink. If harm reduction is our goal, perhaps some of the main battles of the drug war should be fought on the supermarket aisles of America. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
The baby drinks it in his bottle when the water ain't no good. The dog drinks it, but you don't know if he should. Some folks say it's the nectar of the gods, but Coke is the drink of the death squad. Coke is the drink of the death squad.
And that, of course, was Mr. David Rovics with Coke is the drink of the death squads. If you believe there's any justification to this drug war, please write a 250-word essay. Send it to dean@drugtruth.net. I'll call you and we'll record your essay and put you on the airwaves of the Drug Truth Network, and I'll send you a check for $100. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.